Yes. Have a seat. I'll cut to the chase. I was going over some of your numbers, and I noticed some discrepancies. They have to do with some of the expenses you've submitted over the past few months. Dinner, hotel rooms, gas, that type of thing. Of course, you have an account for taking out clients, and we allow most of our account executives a certain amount of leeway with their spending. However, I got somewhat suspicious about the regularity of some of your expenses. Same day of the week, same hours, same places, for months. Not too bright, are you? In any case, I talked to the guys down in IT and they put a camera in your company car. Actually, it is legal. You signed a waiver when we gave you the car. I'm guessing you didn't read the fine print. Regardless, would you like to know what that little camera helped me discover? Stop. You know what? I'm not in the mood to listen to any more bullshit today. That camera helped me find out where you've been going and exactly how you've been putting our company property to use. You've been faking receipts. You're not where you said you were, and unless the way we interact with clients has changed in the past few months, you're sure as hell not meeting them at strip clubs. I also happen to know you're married. Oh. Oh, your wife wouldn't care about strip clubs. Fair enough. But she might care about the strippers you've been taking to the motel afterwards. So you see the problem we have now, don't you? You've been committing fraud. Now I have to try and figure out what to do about your sorry ass. Now I could fire you. I would certainly be justified in doing so. I could also tell your wife. Normally, I'd let you deal with your personal life on your own, but you've involved the company in this, and I don't take kindly to you fucking with my business. Stop. Begging is so unattractive. Your personal life is your personal life, and what you do on your own time really is none of my business. I'm not going to tell your wife, and I'm not going to hold it against you. What I am going to hold against you is that you've been defrauding my company just because you're not getting what you need at home. So tell me, what exactly should we do about this? I really should fire you, but I'm prepared to give you another option. Are you sure? You might not like it. Fine. Here it is. If you get down on your hands and knees right now, crawl over to this desk, take my shoes off, and suck my toes, maybe. Just maybe, I'll let you keep your job. And maybe I won't accidentally email some juicy videos to your wife. Oh, I know I said I wasn't going to hold your cheating against you, but I didn't say I wouldn't take advantage of the situation. So you have a choice. What are you going to do? Oh, honey, you made that way too easy. You really are desperate to keep all this hidden. Well then, come over here. Come on, crawl. crawl the fuck over here. Now take my shoe off. Go on. Do it. Good boy. Now my stocking. Do you like my legs? Don't think I haven't seen you staring at them in board meetings. There we go. Look at those toes. Nice and long and nimble. Don't you want them in your mouth? Come on. Open your mouth and suck on my big toe. Do it. Such a good boy. Are you getting turned on by this? Down there on your knees, in your business suit, sucking your boss's toe? Yeah. Suck it. Use your tongue and treat it like a cock. Good boy. I think I know why you've been fucking strippers. You like to pick the bossy ones, don't you? Yeah? Nothing wrong with that. You're getting into it now, aren't you? Yes, you are. Move to the other toes now. I want to feel that tongue sliding between them. Worship my butt, you little bitch. Do it. You are really good at that. Have you done this before? Oh, bad boy. All right. You can stop for the moment, because there's one more thing I want. Do you have any idea what? Oh, yes, that's right. I want your mouth between my thighs. Oh. You didn't think I was interested in men. Well, technically I'm bi. But I don't get a lot of chances to be with men. I have very specific tastes, you see. But here you are, desperate to keep your job and marriage. Oh, your marriage. What a joke. So of course I'm going to take advantage. So why don't you suck on my toes and nibble up my leg? And then you can bury your face in my crotch. Good-looking man like you, so weak and subservient on his knees. I'm already wet. Come on. Suck on my toes. Lick them. Can you taste the sweat on my feet? I wonder, are you hard? Answer me. Are you hard? I thought so. Now nibble on my ankle. Good. Now higher. Higher. Yes. Now I want you to slide those hands up and pull down my panties. Push my skirt up. Yes, just like that. Good boy. Oh, yeah, look at that. Can you smell me? Is this what you want? Is this what you crave? I want you to put your mouth on it. I want you to fuck my pussy with your tongue. If you can make me come on your mouth, I'll let you keep your job. There we go. Yeah. Lick it. Lick my pussy. Good boy. Yes. Now, press your mouth against it and make me come. Oh, good boy. I'm gonna put my hands in your hair. What would your wife say if she saw you down on your knees in front of me? Oh, that's right. Suck my clit. Oh, you are so good at this. I wish I'd caught you sooner. Do you feel how fucking wet you've made me? Do you like it? No. No, don't answer that. It's rude to talk with your mouth full. Oh God. Oh, I'm gonna come. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah. Oh God, I'm gonna come in your mouth. Oh, I want you to lick it up. Oh, yeah. Oh God. Yeah. You made me feel so nice. That was so good. Oh, I think you may have just earned your job. I think I'll hold on to the tapes, though. You know, just in case your numbers start to slip. Oh, and one more thing. Get the fuck out of my office.